Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Bring us here. Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for another day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. When we all of God's people get together, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all get to heaven. We will sing and shout the victory. Wouldn't that just be glorious for all of us to dwell together in unity and sing and shout the victory? Well, we want to welcome you, Bible scholars, first-timers, newcomers, and worldwide listeners to Let's Do a Radio Bible Study this evening. Open your Bibles, which is the basic instructions before leaving Earth, your swords, your Gospels, your words, your concordances, laptops, tablets, iPads, etc., because you already know it's that time again for getting down and getting dirty or to come clean and delve into the Word on Wednesday night Bible study. Call in at 845-241-9985. Again, the number is 845-241-9985. And join us to learn more about today's lesson, the gathering of God's kingdom people, taken from Matthew 6:10 with Reverend Ronnie Marshall of True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Amen. Today is January 18th, 2023, and it's your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anai Stucco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Every other Wednesday evening, Reverend Ronnie Marshall brings Bible studies. So let's start with prayer, and then please welcome Ronnie Marshall, Bible study teacher of the evening. Thank you, and it is in your hands, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, around the world, Dr. Lula and to the esteemed.
Yes.
Folks. Ms. Inez, to all of you that are listening, to others that are listening online, and then them that are listening on the computer, however the Lord will bring us to you, we're grateful tonight to use that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very interesting study tonight, the gathering of God's kingdom people. And our scripture will be coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter. We'll read the 10th verse. And then we'll read the 13th verse because they kind of they intertwine, speaking on the kingdom of God. Amen. And I'm glad that you all are here.
Amen.
And we're just thankful. So we're going to ask Dr. Lula to pray for us tonight.
Oh, good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you, Pastor Ron. Thank you, Ms. Inez. And thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for turning every complaint into a praise. God, we thank you. We give you all the honor, all the glory. We give you all the praise, for you do all the power. For God, you're transferring your anointing here, there, and everywhere. And God, we thank you for waking up the eyes of the people to let them know that this is your world. It's a good world.
Yes.
It's the people that infiltrates it. There's nothing wrong with the world because everything you made is good. And, oh, God, we thank you right now. God, we ask you to stretch out your hands, your mighty power of the sick, the shut in, the locked in. Oh, God, change the minds of the people. God, we thank you for knowing that Black history is not one time a year, one month a year, it's every day. God, we thank you.
Yes.
History is every day. Every day, God. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, God, I want to thank you for my mind, how you infiltrate it more and more with your word every day. And thank you, God, for extending an invitation to all to meditate on your word day and night. And God, bless this preacher, Lord. Anoint him as ever before. Thank you for transferring your wealth, your power, and your Holy Ghost. These and all the blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Lula.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Sister Agnes, will we do the song before? Okay. I want to talk a little bit just for a moment there. The song is it's a brand new single off this album. Sister Agnes has been pushing me for the last 2 months, and it's time for another album. But this time we're just doing a single because we just put out an album probably about 9 months ago, and it's doing nicely.
Amen.
But the Lord impresses upon us to do this single, Jesus Can Make You Whole. And for the most part, I want y'all to listen to it because it's brand new. It's only been out about maybe 7 or 8 days. But you can get it all over the Internet, all of the platforms, musical platforms, online. You can get this album. And I urge you heretically to get it because it'll bless you and that others can be helped through your contributions. God bless you, Dr. Agnes TXT.
Doctor, okay, doctor. All right.
Amen.
Jesus can make you whole. He can wash your spotty soul. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Can wash your spotty soul. Jesus do one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash your spotty soul. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can watch your spot. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his body. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. He can wash his body. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Hey, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash his body. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, and girl, Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, and girl, Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Yeah, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash the spot on his soul. Well, Jesus can make you whole.
Jesus can make you whole.
You're, 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 you're,
the fall of mankind from the very beginning. So God now is gathering his people together because he wants to have dinner with all of us. But he first must allow us to make the choice to be prepared for the dinner he wants to have with us by way of the Spirit of Truth, whom Jesus told us. He said, I'm going away, and it's expedient that I go, that the Comforter might come, even the Spirit of Truth. When Jesus ascended to God, he sent the Spirit of Truth, that is the umbilical cord, that was placed to us from God in the wombs. That's the way he nourished us in righteousness and give us strength and courage to endure the duration of time here on the earth. But notice in the 10th verse of the 6th chapter, he said, as it is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So for God's will to be done here, like it's going on in eternity where Jesus is now, for his will to be done here on the earth, then that means change has to take place in God's people, mind, and heart to bring them up to another stage of maturity that they may please God. Because in the immature stage of our lives, or even before we gave our life to Christ, then our lives was being lived according to the elements or according to the ways of the system in the world and the laws under the god of darkness of this world, which is the unclean things in this natural world, which is murder in this natural world. These are the attributes. These are the ways of the people that's not a part of the kingdom. This is what they have to build a life on, the fallen nature of mankind in disobedience. So if you're trying to build a life in disobedience apart from the will of God, his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven, if you're trying to build a life apart from that, then falling is on the agenda. Because all the Bible says that it's in the world, that's in the minds of the people here in the world who live their lives apart from God. The Bible says all that's in their viewpoint is the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh. Lusting of the flesh, desiring tangibility, desiring things more than our God, which causes havoc. Because when you want a life outside of God, then you lose the power of his protection. He shared grace because he said he rained it upon the just as well as the unjust. But you won't have fulfillment in your life because you're not with God who connected you in the wombs with the Spirit of Truth for you to have fulfillment here on the earth. Now, the attribute
we have lost Reverend for the moment, so I'm going to play a song until he comes back on.
Did we lose him?
He knows that he dropped off. We did. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he knows that he dropped off or the line must have been lost. So mm-hmm. He'll come back. So I'm going to play this song right quick.
When we all get to heaven,
right,
what a
Hello?
Yes?
Starting at, I'm back.
Okay.
Phone kicked out. Amen.
Reverend Ronnie.
Y'all forgive Amen. Me.
That's okay.
Y'all forgive me. Listeners, forgive me. The phone pulled out. That's what it was. So forgive me for that. But as
okay.
as I was saying before the phone acted like it acted, the people of the kingdom of God has a different viewpoint than the people of the kingdom of this world, who's under the leadership of the god of darkness of this world, which is Lucifer. The viewpoint of the people of the kingdom of God, our natures is different. Where one time we did have the same nature as the people that's outside and apart from the kingdom of God and who's building a life without God. We one time, the Bible say we flowed in those elements. But when we decided to on up to where we're supposed to be by changing through the blood of Jesus, then
yes,
our
Lord.
Nature, we begin to practice a new way of life, adverse
Hallelujah.
To the mind of fallen men. See, the mind of fallen men, the Adamic fallen nature of mankind, causes a man to believe that he has his own power and his own strength and has his own intellect to make things happen. And
yes, Lord.
That's the trick of the enemy, because none
mm-hmm.
of us can do nothing without God. Even the ones that
yes,
what the world has called so have made it to the top. The Bible says all good and perfect gifts come from above.
I'm
God
from above.
Can give it. So nothing has derived because somebody thought of something with some whimsical
yes,
train
Lord.
Of thinking. No, mm-hmm. it came about
yes,
because
Lord.
God shared it. Now, what am I saying? Some people say, well, now I live my life myself. I'm my own God. No, no one lived their mm-hmm. life unto themselves. You're going to either live for God or you're going to live under the laws of the god of darkness of this world. And those laws that
mm-hmm.
Lucifer have, they are no laws. Matter of fact, anything goes with Lucifer. That's why you see people on the earth who live their life and build their life apart from God. You see them don't mind doing anything. They don't mind killing. They don't mind
yeah.
stealing. They don't mind robbing. They don't mind doing anything that's against Scripture. Why?
Yes.
Because they're being led by the god
mm-hmm.
of darkness of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say, well, I see people in the church doing some of the same thing that the people in the world do. Well,
right.
well, look here. Check this out. There's nobody on this earth that can honestly stand up and say that they don't have nothing that they have to pray for forgiveness for.
That's right.
Nobody can say it. Nobody. All
mm-hmm.
of us always got something we have to ask
mm-hmm.
God to forgive us.
Yes.
We all are praying to be more like Jesus as we practice his ways. But to be like him, that means you change
mm-hmm.
from being the opposite of him. To be more like him,
mm-hmm.
that means you change from being the opposite of who he is. And being the opposite of who Jesus is means that you're being like the god of darkness of this world, the devil. You take on
mm-hmm.
his ways, the way he do things, the way he thinking, the way he rationalizes, and the way he
deals.
You see, Lucifer messed up in mind because he got a doomed future ahead of him. Anybody with a doomed future, they're not going to be happy. Anybody with a doomed future and know that doom is ahead of them, they ain't going to have no joy. They can't have no joy because they're looking for the doom. So people that have been blinded by the god of darkness of this world, they hold on to pain and doom. They build their memories off of pain. They build their strength off of doom. You can't win on those situations like that. To win, to be a winner, you got to be free. And the Bible says, whom Jesus set free is free indeed. But if your freedom is resting on the freedom of the world, you still in bondage. You know why? Because the spirit of your mind causes you to go contrary to the very reason and purpose why you exist.
Mm-hmm.
The gathering of the kingdom, God's people, his kingdom.
Yes.
Well, how do I be like another world while I'm here in this world? The scripture said, as it is in heaven, so it is in the earth. How do I think like the angels in a pure world without imperfection while I'm in this world of imperfection? How do I get to that point? Do it happen overnight? Do it happen over a period of years? All of that and the above. But its practice has to start from contrary to the ways that are against God.
Practice. Yes.
What does that mean? If I was a starch cusser in the world, in the way living apart from God like I should be living, if I was a cusser, then living for God, my conversation changes. Instead of me cussing, I start blessing. Because I read the scripture, and the scripture tell me, bless and curse not. So to please God, then I changed from cussing, which was all right when I was in the world following the god of darkness of this world way of life. When I was living so-called on my own, living, doing what I want to do, how I want to do, blah, 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 without no discretion, without no wisdom, without no knowledge, and it was the grace of God keeping me even then. So now I understand because I'm reading the scripture, and the scripture told me you got to come into Christ. So I made that decision. I'm coming into Jesus. And then the scripture told me, he said, now, when you come into Jesus, you got protection now. Your positions change, but yet conditions in your life that you had before your position changed in Christ, Christ's going to clean it up through the word, through the Bible, the scriptures, through the verses in the scripture. But I had to get to know who Jesus is because people was all around. The devil got folks saying, Jesus ain't real. The devil got people saying, Jesus is a white man religion. He gave it to the victims to keep him enslaved. All this old kind of stuff. Well, but then when it became personal to me, God's creation, God the creator, me the creature, when that became personal, then I had to know for fulfillment of my own mind and for peace and sanity that the God that I've been following, that my folk followed, he's real as they say he was to them. He's that real to me now. You know why? Because when I call him, he responds. And he don't respond with me with something different from what I asked him for. He responds according to what I ask. Now, me being a kingdom-minded person and practice the kingdom way, While I'm here on earth, it causes me to grow. Now, instead of me having to have somebody in my ear instructing me, I can listen to the Holy Spirit who was given to me while I was in the wombs, and he talks to me with great leadership and clarity. I'm no more fog-minded, wondering who's talking to me. I don't have to wonder about the Holy Ghost voice. Is it him? The Bible say he won't speak of himself, so I know he ain't puffed up. And he's, the Bible say he won't speak of himself, but he'll only speak to things of God. So in my mind, the voice that's speaking to things of God that direct my very soul with conviction, I've learned and I'm practicing even more to follow him. Because he is the director for the kingdom of people, the people of the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. It's his job in this dispensation of grace to deliver us safely to God. But we practice following him, listening to him, and then acting upon what he brings back to our remembering, the things that Jesus has told us through the word. Now, a lot of the people that's not a part of the kingdom of God, they have jealousy and envy for the people of the kingdom.
And I see
why, and I know it that they do. Because they can't do the things that God allows us to do. They have a problem with us because they say they got money, they got things, they got all of the delicacies that would blow a mind or even captivate an eye, but they don't have peace. Isn't that something to have everything laid out like you desire, luxury, peace, power, and a delusional of plenty, and still not happy?
Yes.
Got all the money, got the big bank accounts, got the everything, all of this stuff here, but don't even have joy with all of that. Well, the people of the world who follow the laws of the God of darkness of this world will never have peace of mind, never have joy. They won't be able to do great exploits. Why? Because they build the foundation for their lives on the sand. And Jesus tells us, if you build your house on the sand, and it's not a solid foundation, when the wind blows and when the rain comes, it's going to blow it down. Well, in the world that we live in, because the devil has deceived the people in the world so bad, so much so, Jesus say they call right wrong and wrong right. The people in the worldly kingdom under the leadership of Lucifer, the Bible said they would rather believe his way, a lie, than the truth. Why? Because they building their life, their confidence is not in God because they say he's invisible. I can't see him. I can't touch
my
him.
Lord.
The Bible says in the 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, the Bible says the worldly minds call holiness foolishness. They say, and the scripture says they do it because holiness is spiritually discerned. It's from the inward man. It's not based on the physical man. Holiness, sameness of mind, comes from the inward man who's devoted to God because he's hooked up to God. He has the seed of God by way of the Holy Spirit. So the natural man, he sees what the intoxication of illusions, what the devil tells him, you can do this, son. You can do that, and you can be great here, and you can be great there. The Bible says the devil got them believing, just like in the Romans, the first chapter, when they knew that it was God, they said it wasn't God, but they went around esteeming themselves. Well, when your mind is not the mind of Christ, you will esteem yourself, and you'll esteem yourself to the point where you'll break yourself down. You'll do it. Your thought patterns, your choices, apart from God, leads to failure.
There is no two and ways or buts about it. The only way that you're going to be victorious and successful and live your best life in this life here on the earth, you got to know that you were made in God's image. That's the only way to happen. Because there ain't no justice in the world that we live in. Lucifer ain't got no justice for nobody. He even killed the people that he uses. The people that he uses in the world that follow him, he turned around and murdered them. He turned around the people that he used to do all of these terrible, diabolical, evil things. He turned around and gave them a worse appeal right here up on the earth. You know what? He gives them either death in the grave or either behind bars for the rest of their lives. So he got nothing but a trick. And that's his duty. That's his job. He's a trickster. Remember? The Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. So everything that comes from him is lies. That's why the people in the world that's apart from God, that's why they rather believe a lie than the truth, because the spirit of their mind is led by a lying spirit.
Yes.
Now, what difference should the kingdom of God's people be? What's the difference between us and them? Jesus told us in the scripture, he said, and let there be a difference between you and them. Well, the difference between us and them, we have confidence, we have faith in a God. We can't see him, we can't see him, but we can feel him, because he deals with us inwardly. He deals with us like he dealt with us when we were laying in water for 9 months. Remember, while we were there, breathing and living in water, he did a work on us. He separated us from the power of darkness of this world. While we lay in the womb, he chose us unto himself. That's why he said, I know you before you entered your mama's womb. And he said, I perfected you while you were there in water for 9 months, breathing. I let you breathe and didn't drown. And then I put my spirit, what Jesus gave to us when he left. He said, I'm going away, but he gave us that spirit that God hooked us with before we left the walls of eternity, before we left God's mind to come here. God purposed a purpose for our life. That's why we are different. That's why we can't stand to see people misused, abused, and killed, and dogged out. We don't get no joy out of that, not the people of God's kingdom.
Right.
The joy, people that love that kind of action, they are a part of the kingdom of the God of darkness, Lucifer's kingdom. Mm. They the one that can stand up and blow somebody's brains out, go in a room and kill all the people that's in there, and then go over there and stab people to death and then cause people to be hungry over here, got plenty but won't share, can look at folk live on the street and it don't bother them because their conscience has been sealed. It has been seared by the God of darkness of this world. That means he's taken away compassion. And he's giving them hardness and coldness. That's why women do anything and have no discretion about it. That's why men do anything and have no discretion about it. Why? For the mere fact, the spirit of their mind that they follow tell them anything goes. You live under the constitution of the world. And these are self-evident, these are truths that they say bear self-evidence, that all men are equal. But you know good and well, ain't no equality when you ain't with God. The difference between us and them, our actions are out of love. That's why we are concerned. That's why we feel for people, even the people that are apart from God. We pray, Lord, save them before it's too late, because we know that they are not living a good time. They got agony. But they've learned how to front in the world. We call them stars. We call them this and we call them that. And if you really pull the curtain back on their lives, Some of those people have been married 15 times. Some of those people do everything. Some of them even living on the street. But then they get off the street and put on their suit and come before everybody, and everybody thinks, oh, that's them. Delusional. Because that's the god of darkness of this world. What makes us different from them? We have the conscience that we are being held accountable by God who cannot lie, by the spirit of truth who leads and guides us and convicts us when we sway from the righteous path of God. Our attributes are different. Our ways are different. Where the world practices hate, we practice love. Where the world is angry and disgruntled, we have joy. Where the world suffers, the people in the world apart from God, where they suffer like, God meet all of our needs. Where the people of the kingdom of this world who follow the god of darkness, where they are paining for love, we the people of God's kingdom know that our God is love. So he suffices us with love 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Where the people of the kingdom of the world, where they don't have no compassion, the Bible say we are tolerance. We're the children of God. We tolerate people in the inadequacy of not being mature in God. We're tolerance. We have brotherly kindness. We'll take what we have and share it. Why? Because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts. And he teaches us the wisdom of the word and the wonders of the word and the wisdom of the blood teaches us to think upon others, whereas the people in kingdom of the world, the god of darkness, they are selfish and into themselves. They don't want to give. They don't want to share anything. They want everything for them. Why? Because the devil has a selfish part of himself. What makes us different from them? We have a God that can heal us. They have to live on medicine. Well, some people say, well, isn't people of God on medicine too? They may be. But if they keep practicing holiness, they won't be on medicine long. Some people say, we got psychiatrists, and they tell us how to get our mind back on track. If you're worldly-minded, yes. But the Bible says the spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, he will reveal all things unto us. And he'll bring all things to our remembrance. So we have confidence. We have a God that keeps us operating and practicing for perfection. That's why Jesus tells us, he said, leaving those things behind, I'm pressing toward the mark of perfection of a higher calling in Christ Jesus, right? So he's taking us. He said, let there be a difference between you and them. He set us apart, but he set us apart for us to walk in a way like Christ walked. That's why he made clear here in the scripture, this 10th verse, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. There is a certain awkward feeling with the people of the kingdom of God that comes over us when we're out of the place with God where we should be. We can't be happy with that. We have to get things together to please our God. Why? Because our God, we know he is real. We know that he is alive and well. And he keep confirming it to us over and over and over again, because he keep on letting the visions that we've forgotten come to pass. And the Holy Spirit reminds us, we're the people of the kingdom of God. He said, I will withhold no good thing from thee. He keep blessings. That's why the song says, blessing after blessing, keep on coming my way. When you practice the things of God, when you practice the ways of God, you do not have to worry. Your thoughts that are according to the will of God, the Holy Ghost will embrace them, and they are coming to pass. That's why you're seeing now, we that practice the ways of Jesus, you're seeing now things begin to happen in our lives. And these things that are happening in our lives, God bring them into existence because he told us, I've given you all things. You're the people of the kingdom. You don't have no, we don't have no business worrying. Jesus said, you ain't got no business worrying. He said, you take no thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow should take care of the things of itself. But you think on things such as today and the evil thereof. So therefore he told us, he said, I'm going to keep you. If you keep your mind stayed on me at perfect peace, look at what we have. We have an advantage. Nowhere in the world under Lucifer's leadership can they find, or he tells them, he going to see to it that they have perfect peace. He can't do it. Lucifer can't give them perfect peace. The God of darkness of this world cannot give the people that say that they don't need God, they do not have peace because they can't be given peace. Jesus said, keep your mind on me, and I'll keep you I'll keep you at perfect peace. There is a difference, and God is gathering us together because look at what's going on. Look at the scripture. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. And then he tells us, he says, thine is the 13th verse says, thine is the kingdom. Thine. What is thine? All of God's people who believe in him, all of God's people who walk in his ways, all God's people that practice living the scriptures here on the earth, all of God's people that have communion with the Holy Ghost speaking into their heads, and they stop and they start, they go and they sit when he tells them to do so, all of those people, God, are gathering together in a place, and you're talking about power, because there ain't going to be no jealousy there. Because the mindset would be unchanged. I'm not worried about how God used you. I want him to use you. I'm not worried about how he give you clarity of the word. I want him to give you clarity of the word. We ain't torn the down around about a crowd because we know that we go about with so great a cloud of witness. Not only are we looked at here on the earth by other men and women, but heaven is looking at us, and then all the demons and the devil in hell is looking at us. So we got plenty of company all the time. When you being gathered together by the Spirit of the Lord, all of God's people that's a part of the kingdom being gathered together because God is separating right in the church. He's separating all those people that really love him and follow the Holy Ghost. They're going to be on one group together. And then all of those people, even in the church that are playing, they're going to get their full reign of playing with Lucifer. Because once we are all gathered, and we've gotten all the spots and wrinkles off of us, then that's when we go in and have the supper with Jesus. And the people that are playing now in church, they're going to be left here, and they're going to have a full reign with the deceiver, the devil, who kept them from really giving themselves fully to God. And the Bible says they think they're having trouble now. This is the beginning of sorrow. And the reason why is because we're still here. The people of God's kingdom are still here. And he's polishing us up through the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He's causing us to mortify the deeds of our flesh that we might be that church, that body, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Then that's when the bridegroom can come for his bride. But until they all be gathered, Remember the soul got up in eternity, and when John said, when and asked the angel, said, how long will we have to lay here? And John told him, said, go back and rest a little while until the blood of thine on the earth that's like you shall be spilled and so on and as such. He said, go back and rest. So so they were resting. But now he's telling us, prepare ye yourself. He said, because I must show up in an hour that you think is not. Get together with them that love the Lord and those that call upon his name, that know how to endure, that know how to suffer, and also know how to reign. He said, y'all get together because y'all obeying me. Y'all hearing my spirit. Y'all doing what I'm telling you to do. I'm coming back to get you. Remember I told you? He said, I'm going away. But I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. Who was he talking to? He was talking to the people of his kingdom. He knew he was going to have some people that follow him when he left. He knew he was going to have some people that speak in tongues when he left. Jesus knew that he was going to have some people shouting the victory of God here on earth. He knew that when he died and got up with all power was given to him by God, Jesus knew right then the victory has been won. So the people of the gathering of the people of God's kingdom, when they come together and the unity of their gifts and the unity of their minds with the mind of Christ and being made in God's image, when all of these people realize this and realize this is the way of life and this is what God wants down on here, we seek to please him, then you're going to see miraculous things, great exploits take place. Healing will be to the point where a man or woman lame can be made whole. Blinded eyes will come open again. Cancer, all kinds of diseases will be healed again here up on the earth in the gathering of God's people of his kingdom because there lies all the gifts. It's with the kingdom, the people of the kingdom. The reason why the gifts are not working like they're supposed to be in the church right now, because it's a strange fire arising, and it comes from the God of darkness of this world, falsehood. He loves falsehood. The devil loves falsehood. He loves making a lie because he's the father of it. So that's why the church power is not like it's supposed to be, but the gathering of God's people of his kingdom. It's going to be something happen here on the earth before Christ comes. And I'm telling you the truth. You're talking about people going to run, as they say, to the fire. And the Bible says God is a consuming fire. People are going to run to it. They're not going to be concerned about things. They're not going to be concerned about parties. They're not going to be concerned about drugs. They're not going to be concerned about this and the things that have them bound and yoked in the world. They're not going to be concerned about that. Even the people that comes in after we leave, guess what's going to happen? They're going to be tearing down every way they can to find the spirit of truth. But the Bible says, he that holdeth back will let once we be taken out of the way. So right now we're in the way of keeping people a chance to come on to Jesus. And they better come, because if they don't, they may miss out. Now the line is long, because there's many, many, many people of the kingdom have come this way.
Yeah.
I could start naming some names. I can name some names from Lot to Abraham to Isaac and to Jacob and to Esau and Nahum, Habakkuk, Bartholomew, Judas, Mark, John, and Ronnie and y'all that love God and all the rest. So the line is long, but it's still room for somebody to join. Still room for someone to join the line. Join the gathering of God's people. I don't know about y'all, but man, I love God more than life itself. You know why?
Yeah.
Because he has proven to me that he will do just what he said. If you've forgotten the vision, if you've forgotten the vision that the Lord gave to you a long time ago, the Holy Ghost will bring you back to your remembrance. The day of predestination, when it's time for that to be your life, the Holy Ghost is going to bring it back to you. And you will be saying, wow, I remember this from a long time ago. You do remember it from a long time ago, because God did speak it to you. God did not speak poverty for his people's life.
No.
God did not speak poverty for his people's lives. He told us, he said, the poor you'll have with you always. Now, who is the poor? The poor is those people that follow the god of darkness of this world who believe that they can do things by themselves. They're the ones who end up poor.
Mm.
But Jesus, I came to y'all that y'all might have life. And that more abundantly. And then he tells us, he said, God said, I know the plans I have for your life. They're good plans.
Mm-hmm.
Good success. Good, great exploits that you'll do. And these people that's a part of God's kingdom, they don't carry on the same conversation that the people of the world carry on. Their ways ain't the same. If they found themselves got ways like the world, they start working on themselves. The people of the kingdom. When we find that we're contrary to the scripture in any manner, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will convict us immediately, and he will show us through scripture what's right that we're doing, and he'll show us what's wrong that we're doing. He'll show us the residuals of doing the wrong thing, and he'll show us the reward of doing the right thing.
Amen.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm following the Holy Spirit because he don't make no mistakes. I make mistakes, but the Spirit of Truth don't make no mistakes.
Right.
So God is gathering all of us together, and let's keep praying for one another. Let's keep praying for one another, and let's keep being there for one another. Let's not be distant from one another, because the Bible says we've been all knitted together. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. So you all are knitted together in love. That's what he said. We've been knitted together. Jesus knitted us together. And there's a reason why he knitted us together, because he's going to carry you somewhere before you leave here. Jesus himself is going to carry the people of God's kingdom to a place before they leave here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on.
So God is gathering his people together, and you're going to know them.
Yes.
You say, how do I identify them? The Bible says you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears.
Yeah.
And the Bible says he that do it righteousness is righteous. So when you see a person carrying out the ways of the scripture, the fruits of the spirit, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, tolerance, meekness, and kindness. The Bible says, against such, there is no law. Can't nobody even come against people like us, because what? Our ways are not like theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's a difference in us. We ain't cussing every 5 minutes. Every other word is not a cuss word. We talk about the power of God, and we don't force it on people. But predestination, God's timing, causes us to speak, and the Holy Ghost speaking through us, and he brings the information that's in our brain. The Holy Ghost brings it. He regurgitates it. He brings that word of God. That's why it's good to read the word, so it can fill up in your brain. So when you need that present help, that very present help, that strength from the word of God, whether you got Jesus, because his words come and they rescue you out of all of your situations. When you're a child of the kingdom of God, all you got to do is go on in joy and victory. You can go with every thought in your mind that produces victory. You can cater to every thought of your mind that caters to victory. You can walk in it. You don't have to think negative. You don't have to think the natural fallen nature of mankind. You do not have to do it. You can make a choice to do it, but you don't have to do it. You can follow God who made you in his image. And when we all together with the same mind, the same mind, the people of the kingdom, then watch what happens. Is some stuff going to roll off by itself? Yeah, I felt the Holy Ghost. It's some stuff when all of the people of the kingdom of God, as we continue to mortify the deeds of our flesh, is some stuff going to roll off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's some Amen. Things that it's some things that are ailing the people of God. The more mm-hmm. we practice and walk like Jesus, some of them afflictions just gonna roll off by themselves. The demon gonna get mad and say, "I got to leave them alone because they belong to God."
Hmm.
Yes, it is.
The demon itself gonna say, "I got to leave this stuff alone because he want God. He don't want the world. He want God." So God is gathering us together, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy, and I hope something has been said that will help somebody
Amen.
Tonight. Is there any questions? Y'all let me go on top and then ask no questions, Callie. Is there any questions?
No.
You're getting into it. Listening. Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. You're just fine. No,
now, is there any
fine.
People that's
Thank
a part of... Is there any people that's a part of the kingdom on the phone?
Amen.
I say, is there any people
Hallelujah.
That's a part of the kingdom?
Yes, Lord. Kingdom
I'm part
of God.
Of it. Mm-hmm.
If you're part of the kingdom and you're on this phone call, then for the rest of your life you're gonna be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did y'all
Amen.
Miss that or did y'all get that? I said
no.
I got it.
Well, let me just say it again. For the people
yeah.
that's around the world, for the people of you that are part of the kingdom, even
Amen.
Though you didn't think you were before tonight, but you know now that you are because you've been trying
Hallelujah.
And you've been getting close to God.
Uh-huh.
You've been changing things in your life because you want to please God. Well, dear, you I'm talking to. I'm talking to the ones that know God and have confidence in Him. Everybody on this line that's a part of the kingdom of God, as we just read here in the scripture, he said, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. Thine is the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Thine means all of us and the things that God
yes.
has created that he is. That's what he means. Thine is the kingdom. So everybody that's a part of mm-hmm. God's kingdom on the phone tonight, listen carefully, you're going to be blessed for the rest of your life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm ready to be blessed. Amen. Amen.
Now, whether he's sending in like a tsunami or whether he bless you one thing at a time, you're going to be blessed for the rest of your life. You that have
Amen.
Made it to this point, you that have made it to this point in your walk with God, wherever you are, you're part of the kingdom, you're going to be blessed for the rest of your life.
Amen. Amen.
Perpetual wealth.
Amen.
That's our Bible study for tonight, you all. God bless you.
Amen.
Again, I hope something has been
Thank
said
you.
That would help
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
Cause
yes.
you to grow into the Lord and be more of the children of the kingdom.
Kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Kingdom.
I'm going to play Don't Turn Away From God, and then we'll have invitation to discipleship, and you can call in at 845-241-9985. Again, that number, if you want me to say a little bit slower, is 845-241-9985. If you want prayer, if you want to join church, if you're always invited to the kingdom building and to become a Christian, a disciple, a follower of Christ. And so I'm going to play Don't Turn Away From God, because if you turn away from God, you're not going to be a disciple of Christ. You're going to be out there in the world, and we don't want you to be out there in the world alone. We want you to be in part of the kingdom, as Reverend Marshall was saying, the gathering of God's kingdom people. And if you're not in God's kingdom, you're not part of his peopleship. So we want you to listen to this song, Don't Turn Away From God. And if you want prayer, or if you want to join church, or get a telephone call or what have you, you can either call in 845-241-9985, or you can always email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and Reverend Ron can get in touch with you. Again, that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com, or call us tonight at 845-241-9985.
9985.
Amen. Don't turn your love from God.
Don't turn away from God.
Amen. Amen. No one, I'm thinking I'm just talking away, but I had myself on mute because of the air going on in the background. I'm just saying that no one had called in, so
if you want to continue on, and, you know, kind of did the invitation already, so.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to go ahead and if anybody has any announcements before I do the announcement, do my announcements, if anything, you want to talk about anything?
Well, all I can say is everybody keep on moving in the kingdom of God. Keep on following the ways of the word of the Lord. And hold to God unchanging hand on every given situation in your life. Just hold on to him. He's going to pull you out. He's already promised that he would do it.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Dr. Lula, do you have anything you'd like to say? Any words or anything?
No, I'm listening thoroughly about the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And encourage me so that I can encourage someone.
Amen. Okay. Thank you. I want to thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday Bible study. You can listen to this episode after it plays and becomes available on demand through Let's Do It Radio under blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And if you want to be contacted by the teacher, please email me, like I said earlier, at letstoitradio@gmail.com. And the month's announcement instead of this week's announcement, tomorrow evening, Ms. Inez said, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about hurt people, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall coming to us on Fourth Sunday Service from the True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. You heard him this evening.
Amen.
It's kind of like I won't say preamble, but, you know, a little bit of him before he speaks on this Sunday. And that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on next Tuesday and Thursday of next week, we have Ms. Hanya said, let's talk about it. And, of course, I never know what I'm going to talk about until something just hits me. So if you have something you'd like me to talk about, as one of my callers yesterday said, well, I want to talk about hurt people. So that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow. And then on the fifth Sunday, we have Pastor W.F. Pride, Jr. out of Yakima, Washington, coming to us, speaking at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the last day of the month, January 31st, it's going to be moi. Let's talk about it with Ms. Inez says. And then please support Reverend Ronnie Marshall on all of his music you heard, Don't Turn Away From God. He has that album and about 6 or 7 songs or so on that album. And there was this new release of Jesus to Make Me Whole. Please go out and listen to that on all music medium, and support him as he always supports us throughout the week. So I want to thank him for doing that. And in order to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, of course it's nice, and I don't know how much I think, can donate to Cash App at $ANAISE. VALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INZ, or through Zelle. And if you want to, we're open to sponsorships as well. So if you want to sponsor Let's Do It Radio, maybe for the year or a couple months or so, you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and we'll send you out that information. Again, if you're interested in past episodes, miss an episode, or want to share or listen to all these episodes again and again and again and again, you can do so on demand at www.blogtalkradio@doitradio. And you can choose your episode. And worldwide listeners have been tuning in, and they've been getting into the relationship side of what we've been talking about on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you all can also join in and listen to those again on demand, as I stated earlier. And so you already know. I just, you know, want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this Wednesday evening Bible study, as we heard from Reverend Ronnie Marshall on the topic of the gathering of God's kingdom people, taken from Matthew 6:10 and 13.
And we just appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your busy schedule to stop, listen, and learn about what we have for you. And I just want to thank, you know, everyone online in the chat room, texters, worldwide listening audience for joining in. And if you have anything on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Miss Anya Says. Let's talk about it. And we could talk about it. We might even be discussing a topic that you might want to talk about. So you can always just hit me up on letsgetradio@gmail.com. I have been your hostess for the evening for Reverend Ron Marshall's Wednesday night Bible study. I am CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Designs. You can find me on Instagram and on Facebook under ANAISEVALCOUR, or go to my website at www.ANAISEVALCOUR.com. It would be nice if you would follow me, join me, you know, just see what I'm doing and see, you know, you may want to use me as a designer for a fashion show or something, or even a movie. But anyway, just hit me up. But the thought of the evening is, it's not what others think of you that matters. It's what God knows. When he first thought of you, I'm sure a conqueror, a champion, an overcomer, or a son or a daughter, those are just a few things that come to mind. And that is just one of the 30 thoughts by J. Rick Rollins II. And you can get that textbook, which is called 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts. And that's why I say J. Rick Rollins II. You can get that at textbookx.com. So I want to thank you again for joining us. And if you want to bow your heads as we have a closing prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, we'll be ending our Wednesday night Bible study. Again, thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks for another Bible study. And if you have a topic you'd like for him to discuss, don't hesitate to reach out and have us you know, talk about the topic that you're interested in. Reverend Ron.
After this manner, therefore I pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom. God bless you all.
Yes, yes. I want to be blessed just like you, Reverend. Thank you again, each and every one of you, for joining us as we close out. And we will hopefully hear from you tomorrow on Hurt People, Hurt People at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. Thank you again for joining us throughout the week, and we'd love to hear from you. And as we close out, we want to thank you, thank you, thank you. When we all get to heaven, what a joy it will be. In Jesus' name, amen.